Huey, tell me this now. You came back then after years working in Scotland and you bought a tractor and you started to plough. And tell me about that, Huey. Did you buy a split new tractor, Huey? Did you buy a split new tractor?
It was one of them small ones. There remains the one out over there yet,
I
a
saw
bit of
it.
it there.
Yeah.
I the one, 450, I think, was at that time. But at that time, you'd use a lot of
There was
money,
a lot of money then.
because you'd be in Scotland, maybe you wouldn't make £50 for the
Oh,
whole
you'd
year.
be
That,
lucky. You'd be lucky.
maybe even 20, sometimes, you think. But anyway, I used to work with it then. I spent a good few years on it. Till I broke my leg up on the gravel pit there. So that finished me.
But there weren't many tractors around at
No,
that time.
there was one out in Mahary. There were connected with Johnny Cannon's there, the pub. There were one there, a Fordson, a wee Fordson, a small wee tractor too. And then there was a fella here come home from America, he bought one, a Ferguson. That is only two around the whole place. I think maybe the one down in Anagra, the emperor's little garage in Anagra.
Ah,
I
yeah.
think they used to some kind of one.
But you'd be away all the time,
I'd be
couldn't
away
you?
every day once I'd start.
Oh, gee.
I just went out to run the fast, spend a couple of days down there. I would lay the tractor there at night and come up and down. And the way down Morton Port, last way down that way, way out Mahary, Palmore, way up Derrydruel, and as far as Crawley, around the whole area. I'd be out study, and I was always coming behind time. I know I could get. I was always the ones waiting all the time.
Yeah.
But
You'd work a long day though,
I
Hughie.
used to work a long day.
Even night time.
I usually used 2 gallons of petrol, the tank. I had 6 gallons, I think, used to hold. Well, then if I was going away, I used to go out, even out, way out there. You know, when you cross, before you go to Thor, out that way,
I do, yeah.
there's a bridge there, that's
Yeah.
the margin, the door comes in there. I used to go out that far. But I'd always take a couple of gallons, and a jar as well, in case I had run out.
I know.
But I remember being out there one night in Aglis, and I was doing a bit for a fella. And I thought I would have enough petrol to do, and I mean the last couple of rounds along the outside, dude, because I run out of petrol. That'll be about 1 o'clock at night. And I don't know where then. I was singing Durnion that used to work on Jackie Brand's. He lived out in Crevy. So I got the line of the fellas back. He went in as far as Durnion and said he might maybe have a gallon or something laying about there, pulling me out of it. He didn't know he had known. So I headed on into Jackie's garage. And I got a couple of gallons of petrol, two out on the bike then. I'd be about way after 3 o'clock that time. And got into the tractor and finished the few fours I had to do. Headed away and home again, coming on for 5 o'clock in the morning. You'd be away then again first thing in the morning once you'd wake up. You had to, because
Oh, you
they'd be
had
all
to.
waiting on you.
Aye.
If you weren't there, they'd be at the door then, so what's wrong?
Oh, well, sure, it was better like that. To have
You were
plenty of
happy enough
work.
that way.
Aye. So, you bought this land here, didn't you, then, when you got married, Hughie, or?
Before I got married.
Oh, before, right.
Well, from me born, maybe people, father and mother, were all connected with it. So this was for sale. It was supposed to be a good farm, this. Well, there's another farm there, farmers, they called it. Maybe, in fact, a shade bigger, but there were a lot of fields and that in with this place. But they had an auction on it, and there was a woman lived over here, Paddy Johnny's mother. When the auction started, Jimmy Frank was the auctioneer. He started away and went up so much, and there were a lot on for it. They lived around here, you see. And they were all waiting, you know, there was no hurry of bidding. But anyway, she went out. What's wrong with you, Spence won't bid? And Jiminy Hens fired him, she would call it, was supposed to be, I came a good fire him. Terrible. Jiminy Hens fired him, and they won't want to go that way. And she put in a bid out. And because that finished the rest of them.
Aye.
Crazy, didn't know what to do then. That finished the bidding with them. That was all right then. I had a sister then, she was going down to KG one day. And there were two of these, Philip up there, Paddy Ladd and Paddy McCall. She was coming down the road after them, about easy kind of day. And she must have been walking behind them all the time. And they were talking away about what happened, you see. And they were making out Paddy McCall's son, he was on for it. So they were talking among themselves, oh, jeez, we should have put more money on and all this. So she was listening, and she told the father and mother then, when you went up home again, but jeez, they come down, we bought it that time. And the rest was all waiting to just hold them for the news then. There was no chance of it. To the woman over here put them off.
So you started farming again, Hughie?
Yeah.
You started farming and keeping cows again then?
Oh, aye.
Yeah.
Well, I had it then. I was making no use. I used to be ganging on the council for it that
right.
time, during the winter then.
Mm-hmm.
But there was a fella here, his name was John Call. He used to work down with Carrigart. To them McGuire's, they were, don't know, later years, he was a chauffeur for them. So he was here that time. And the rent was at that time, 2 and 6.
My God.
2 and 6. But he's laying there anyway, you see. He belonged to all, he was a neighbour anyway. But he was really good for them. After I got married then, they built a house over there, where Patrick Call lives now. So he come down here then, that time.